Hey guys, so it's been a hot minute, but we are back with another episode of Real Talk with Janina Vella, or at least the last two brain cells of Janina Vella. Today we are with Chixi Calon, who is a registered psychometrician, a mental health advocate, and founder of Hey Hi PH. Hey Hi PH is a platform where people can broaden and deepen their understanding regarding mental health. It's also a safe space for people who are struggling with mental illness. So Hey Hi, or H-E-Y-H-A-Y, stands for Hey, how are you? This simple question can actually make a huge difference, especially with Christmas coming up. Okay, hi Miss Chixi.
Hello.
I want to start off by asking, how are you? How's your December been?
It's actually a roller coaster, right? I was supposed to continue my studies and take master's in counseling psychology, but the pandemic happened. Yeah. So knowing my attention span, I'm pretty sure I won't do well with distance learning.
Yeah, for sure. I'm a freshman now and it's almost impossible, so it's crazy.
It's pretty busy, so my family and I, we're doing holiday preparations as well.
Are there ways that we can make Christmas still feel like Christmas, even if, you know, it's a lot different than last year's and the years prior?
Yeah, parang this year kasi, in a way, all the unnecessary things in our lives were somehow stripped off, and we're left with what truly matters. So we can also apply this during the holiday season. We can look into the real reason why we celebrate, which is the birth of Christ. And Christmas is also the time of giving and sharing our blessings, especially to those who are less fortunate. So it's very fulfilling if we could be able to help other people. Parang the feeling that you get after helping others is much more joyful than being the one to receive gifts. It gives you a sense of fulfillment.
Yeah. Is that one of the projects of your family this month?
Yes, actually. Even if it's as simple as preparing gift packs and then giving it away to those who are homeless or those who live in the streets, it's a good gesture.
It is, for sure. And I like what you said. It reminds us for the real reason for the season, especially giving, because, you know, we all know the story of Christmas and then how God gave his only son. And so, you know, mirroring that spirit of giving in the way that we celebrate Christmas with our families. I mean, Christmas is going to be so different because even until now, I'm still doing relief operations and a lot of people are still doing relief operations for Typhoon Ulysses. Seeing it now, it's like, okay, I get to spend time with my brothers and I get to help out other people. It's a different feeling, but I feel like it's a good feeling.
Exactly. Before, kasi diba, Christmas means going to simbang gabi and then eating putubongbong or bibingka after. Diba? Or going to the houses of our ninongs and ninangs to ask for aguinaldo. Those things, diba? And hearing the kids who knock on doors and sing Christmas carols. These kinds of traditions kasi, they're highly discouraged nowadays. Kasi with the pandemic and COVID, diba? So if we focus on these things, we cannot feel the Christmas spirit as much, diba? So we need to adapt. We need to be forward-looking and accept that this is the new situation. And the easier we find new ways and safe ways to spend the holidays, the better talaga.
It's focusing not on what you can't do anymore, but focusing on what you can do right now.
Yeah, exactly.
The goal is to be positive and to focus on the right things, but there is a such thing as, you know, holiday blues. And now that we're isolated, it's not as eventful as it was before. It's kind of harder to fight that feeling. How do you think that might affect people this Christmas?
Actually, holiday blues during the pandemic can be a lot worse. There are many reasons to feel upset during the holidays, especially with all the changes and the adjustments in our celebration. Actually, it's okay to feel this way. Acknowledge how you feel and tell yourself that these feelings are actually valid. Because the more you bottle them up, the worse these emotions and feelings will be. So just reach out to your loved ones, be vocal about how you feel, and they may be able to alleviate those negative feelings. So it's okay if you don't feel 100% festive this year. The holidays don't have to be perfect for it to be meaningful.
Oh, I love that. I wanted to ask, in terms of holiday blues, is that something that you experience if you're comfortable sharing?
Yes, I actually experienced that too. If you're feeling holiday blues, just remember that you are not alone. Like, you are not going through it alone. Everyone is probably experiencing this because everyone is adjusting. And for sure, everyone will have a different Christmas this year, right?
Can you give, I guess, practical tips maybe on little ways that we can fight the holiday blues so that we don't fall into the trap of missing out on the celebration of Christmas?
We can look into the traditions that we have. So if it's still safe to do it or practice it, so we can preserve it. Mm. So it could be as simple as setting up Christmas decorations at home with the family. Like, for example, in our family, we have this hot chocolate recipe by our Lola. And we only serve it during the holiday. So we really look forward to it. Aww. So it could be as simple as these things. And also to add, like, nowadays, a lot of churches, they go online or live on Facebook, diba? So you can hear mass at the comfort of your own home. So this is something that your family can probably do too.
Yeah, keep up the traditions, even if they feel unnecessary, quote unquote. I mean, there are so many things that it's like, why are we decorating? Nobody will see. You know, there are things like that. It's, or why are we ordering so much food? Tayo tayo lang naman. But I feel like that helps give us a sense of normalcy also. It's, I think it's good for you even to break the monotony of the entire year and say, yep, this is definitely Christmas. Kind of tell your body and your mind that.
We can also focus on the positive instead of the negative. Actually, doing gratitude exercises can help. Kasi in positive psychology, they really advocate about practicing gratitude. Because it helps people to feel more positive, especially during the times when they need it the most.
What does a gratitude exercise look like for you?
For example, you can keep a gratitude journal. So it could be as simple as listing 5 things that you're grateful for the day. So you make it a habit, and then you'll realize na some days you'll have something excited to write about, then other days it could be simple joys that you often overlook. And I remember our positive psychology professor, he taught us to not just list down the things that you're grateful for, but you write the reason why you are grateful for them. So when you write the reason, kasi parang in a way you appreciate the blessing even more. So for example, you write down, I am grateful for today because I got to spend it with my family.
There's a quote that I came across. It said, 2020 was not the year that I got everything I wanted, but it was the year that I became thankful for everything that I already had. There are some traditions that might fall through the cracks because of safety precautions, because we're trying to protect one another. You think it's okay to make new ones for December?
Definitely. Even though it will be a different way on how we celebrate the holidays, don't focus on feeling sad because you couldn't spend Christmas like the way you used to. So probably you just have to embrace the change. As long as you're with your family, that alone can make Christmas very meaningful already.
I'm just trying to imagine years from now when we look back on this year, it would be such a funny memory. I mean, when we go back to having regular Christmas parties and having normal Noche Buena, we're like, remember that time. We had a Christmas party on Zoom. Of course, this is while staying grounded in reality and knowing the truth of how harsh a pandemic can be. But I guess making do with what we have and kind of being thankful and adapting and making new memories. Do you have any other new traditions that you might be able to suggest that we start?
It's also related to practicing gratitude. So another exercise that you could do is probably write gratitude letters this year. So not only will it make you feel better, but it can also be a good Christmas gift idea. So it's something sentimental and it's something from the heart. So just, you know, simply sit down and write a letter to the person who helped you cope this year because it was such a challenging year.
Yeah, I love that. Like handwritten letters, no?
Yeah, and then you can mail them or send them via courier.
Yeah, you can mail them. That's so cute. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm just thinking about it now. I'm so gonna do that this year. And it's inexpensive, too. It's genuine and it's beautiful. But also, it doesn't cost that much. I mean, the most that you have to pay for is shipping fee.
Yeah.
As we approach the Christmas time, as we approach December 25, any encouragement on how to actually experience and celebrate Christmas even in quarantine?
So for sure, no, this year, it will be entirely different because group get-togethers, perkada Christmas parties and reunions, and even the holiday Christmas shopping, these are already considered as risks to our physical health. So we can look into ways on how we could reduce these negative emotions and maintain happiness during these unusual times. So it's really up to you and your own mindset on how you could have creative ways on how you can spend Christmas safely and make it more meaningful.
Yeah, thank you so much, Trixie. Thank you for all of the things that you've shared. I'm so excited now to write letters to my friends, and I'm so excited to make new traditions. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Janina.
Thank you so much, Trixie, for making us feel a little less alone, knowing we're not the only ones going through the holiday blues. As this year merits a new normal, I still don't really like that word, but yeah. As this year merits a new normal, this Christmas merits new traditions. So don't be afraid to create new memories or different kinds of memories by celebrating creatively, but safely as well. This December, let's learn to focus not on what we don't have, but what we do have. The things that really matter. Family, and the true reason behind the season.